A word for you from Proverbs 28 and verse 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. The church was born in the fires of Pentecost. God poured out his Holy Spirit upon the 120 gathered in the upper room, and 3,000 were won to Christ that day. Many of these new converts came from the far reach of the Roman Empire, as many stayed longer than they had planned or budgeted for in order to receive further discipleship before returning to their home countries. The strain upon the hospitality of the early church was extreme. Some of the believers sold their property to provide for the urgent needs to house and cater for these new converts. And while they received discipleship training, it was important that this be done. After Barnabas sold a field that he owned and put the money at the apostles' feet, Ananias and Sapphira chose to sell a property, keep back part of the proceeds for themselves, but pretended to give all to the church. No doubt they were doing what the Lord warned us not to do, which is making a public show of our giving in order to receive praise from men. Well, Ananias and Sapphira received far more than they bargained for. The Apostle Peter challenged him, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? While it remained, was the property not your own after it was sold? The money was in your control. But why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, you have lied to God." When Ananias heard these words, he fell down breathing his last. So great fear came upon all those who had heard these things. And when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, Peter asked her, "Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much?" She said, "Yes, for so much." And Peter said to her, "How is it that you agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door. They will carry you out." Immediately she fell at his feet and breathed her last. The young men came in, found her dead, and carried her out, burying her by her husband. So great fear came upon the church and upon those who heard these things. Be sure your sin will find you out. Like the sin of Cain, it may be done in secret. Like the sin of Esau, it may be done at the impulse of a moment. Like the sin of Joseph's brothers, it may be years before its discovery. Like the sin of Achan, it may well be covered up. Like the sin of Samson, it may be done reluctantly. Like the sin of Ahab, it may be prompted by others. Like the sin of Belshazzar, it may be done under the influence of alcohol. Like the sin of Herod, it may be the result of a foolish and rash promise. Like the sin of Judas, it may have the approval of the authorities. Like the sin of Pontius Pilate, it may be done to please the crowds. Like the sin of the Jews, it may be done in ignorance. But be sure, your sin will find you out.